This is Morning Edition on 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. The Peoria-based Way Down Wanderers say early success came from a lot of hard work. The Americana Quintet formed 5 years ago. Their just released second full-length album, Illusions, already receiving critical praise and already number 3 on Billboard Magazine's Bluegrass charts. Principal songwriters Austin Krause-Thompson and Colin Krause stopped by the GLT studio to talk about the album ahead of their show at the Castle Theater Saturday night. Krause-Thompson says the recording exceeded the band's expectations.
Sonically, it's really just a lot more full than I expected. We weren't quite sure going into the studio how some of the key parts would fill out, so I'd say it definitely exceeded my expectations and really happy with it.
What was your vision? Did you have a singular vision for what you wanted to accomplish with this album?
I wouldn't say I personally had a vision in mind necessarily, but the goal was just to put together some songs that we all loved and cared about into one cohesive album, and I think we did that with the album Illusions.
Do the songs all sort of kind of make sense together?
I think so, yeah. In a way, you know, they each kind of touch on a few different aspects, but there's definitely like a general theme throughout, I think, of just life, your relationships, appreciating the time you have.
Yeah, that certainly came through.
And
yeah,
Making the most of it.
Let's play the lead song called Principles of Salt.
I packed my dusty old guitar and I canceled all my credit cards. I had to run and change my name. I think I missed the rapture, else somebody snatcher. It's taking me out of the frame.
This is one of the, I'm guessing, few songs on the album that is not written by you guys.
Yes, this is the only song
okay.
that was not written by us on the album. The song is by a dear friend of mine named Joshua Powell from Indianapolis.
Okay, why did you want to record this song and make it the lead song on the album?
So he is one of my favorite artists, and he'd written the song probably about 5 years ago and put it on an EP and hadn't really done much with the song. So the song had become largely undiscovered, and I really wanted people to hear this song because I fell in love with the message of the song. And
well, how does the song speak to you?
You know, the song is kind of a take on repression in America, and I think that's something that's kind of center right now in a lot of the issues that we're seeing and has been in America for a long time. So it raises some important issues and questions that we need to ask ourselves as a country.
Principles of Salt is the lead song on the new album by the Way Down Wanderers. The album is Illusions. This is GLT Sound Ideas in studio with Colin Krause and Austin Krause-Thompson of the band. Austin, I'll go to you on this one. I want to play the song Frozen Through.
Okay.
I'm running to the river. I hear the white pines whisper a simple song. They say I gotta consider.
To me, this is more of a romantic song.
Well, Colin actually started writing this one. I came in later helping him with the second verse. But I would say it's more of just kind of the anxieties of that people might hold with their time running out here on Earth and kind of not get tied up in the sense that it's moving so quickly.
And we're talking about romance, right? Talking maybe an opportunity to talk about the relationship the two of you have, because Austin, now you are married to Colin's sister.
Yes.
And you guys were very friendly before that, but now it's really tight, right?
Right.
I mean, it's all in the family. How has that relationship now evolved as songwriting partners as well?
Yeah, I mean, I would say always been very open, Colin and myself, with our creative side and our songwriting. You know, I always feel very comfortable going to Colin, so it's definitely gotten stronger, and I think it's enabled us, you know, just being friends for so long and now brothers, just to like bond over that creativity a little more.
Yeah, definitely. I'm thrilled to have Austin a part of my family officially. I mean, we always kind of acted like brothers throughout the years, so to have it be official and have him be with my sister is a pretty incredible thing.
Well, I met you guys 5 years ago. We did a story before the Way Down Wanderers were officially even the Way Down Wanderers, or you were just in the first week or month, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Of coming together. I would like to play you guys something, so if you would put your headphones on.
Oh my gosh, I'm kind of nervous now.
It's nothing embarrassing.
And I'm wasting my time is on
remember that?
Yeah.
That was in Colin's living room 5 years ago. You guys, the five or six of you were in a circle in the living room just kind of hammering out the song.
Oh, wow. That's
crazy.
A great old memory. Wow. That's awesome.
You guys have come a long way in 5 years. You're succeeding in the music world, but sometimes, you know, talent alone doesn't get you there, right? It's in the music business, it's a fickle business. What has helped you along the way to get where you are right now?
Honestly, just a lot of hard work, a lot of hours in the van, a lot of time spent practicing. I think a lot of people see a band like the Avett Brothers or another big band like Mumford & Sons or something, and they'll see them like, wow, those guys just got really big really fast. And the truth is those guys probably spent, you know, a decade or more, you know, driving themselves around the country in a van, just, you know, playing little shows here and there. And that's kind of what it takes, is just putting a lot of time in and working hard.
Austin, let me ask something this way. How focused do you have to be in this business to get even where you are right now?
I would say there's a huge difference between being a part-time musician and, you know, full-time. I definitely saw, I think, a ton of growth once we all decided to quit our regular jobs and just focus on the music and touring and writing. I definitely think without that, we wouldn't be where we are, sure.
How scary was that? To all quit your jobs.
Yeah,
or was it
scary.
Real exciting, I mean, and scary at the same time?
Yeah, very much so. We're all like really broke, but we're all super excited to just claim, you know, that we were touring full time. And I think that motivated us all, for sure.
Colin, was that a smart decision to quit the jobs?
Definitely. I was one of the few. I was 17 when we started touring the whole time.
Right,
so
yeah.
I didn't leave much of a great job, just kind of left the college classes that I wasn't really showing up to all that much, to be totally honest.
That's Colin Krause. Austin Krause Thompson is in studio as well. This is GLT Sound Ideas. They are two-fifths of the Way Down Wanderers. They're the principal songwriters. They're the vocalists. You guys have some great harmony together, too.
Thank you. Thank
you. It is so cool. But Austin, I want to go to you with the next song. All My Words is a song that I want to get here.
We might as well burn today. First there is love, and that's the complication. Something we're fighting for is nothing more than complicated. Two parts of sacrifice, candlelight and afterlife. I hope to have it right. After all, the laughter died.
It's a different song than a lot of the rest. It's got a hip hop feel even to it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Toward
little
the
bit.
End. You've got a hip hop background.
A little bit, yeah. In the band I was in before the Wanderers, I always
what was the name of the band?
Tassel Brothers.
Okay.
It was like my high school band. But I would always try to, you know, fit in a little bit of spoken word or rap, always into writing like poetry, and kinda rings through in some of the Wanderers songs, just like the rhythmical delivery of some of the lyrics. But I think we definitely found a cool way to blend it with the folk and singer-songwriter type feel as well.
Are you getting any pushback on even including some hip-hop sounds in what is kind of a bluegrass sound?
I don't really know.
Maybe a little bit.
A little.
I haven't really seen.
Or is it not that big
lot.
A deal anymore?
I don't really know.
I guess not. I was a little concerned with, you know, we definitely took some steps on the album that are a little bit different for us and for the genre.
Mm-hmm.
But so far things have been received pretty well. So I think as long as we're making music that we all like, it usually goes pretty well for us.
Well, congratulations on the album.
Thank you very
Thank
much,
you so
John.
Much.